Coffee Break French Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 1. Bonjour à tous et à toutes et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et moi, c'est Pierre Benoît. Comment vas-tu, Marc, aujourd'hui ?
Bah, super content d'être encore une fois dans le studio pour enregistrer Coffee Break French. Et toi, comment vas-tu ?
Bah, ça va très bien. Moi aussi, je suis très content de te retrouver, de vous retrouver tous. Et puis surtout parce qu'on va voyager un peu plus.
On va voyager un peu plus. We're going to travel a little more. Now, last year, we introduced our travel diaries when it became a little difficult to travel ourselves. And I think everyone was really hoping for some traveling, at least virtually. And the travel diaries season one went down very well. We followed the adventures of Lara and Noah as they traveled through the south of France. So it's time to do it all again. This time, we're following a different group of friends. And they are going to be taking a different journey, and we're going to find out more about that. Alors, Pierre Benoît, qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
Ben moi, comme je te dis, je suis impatient de découvrir leur périple.
Ah, lovely word, périple. Périple is a word for a journey, but it takes it more than that. It's a very expressive word. Can you think of how we would say that in English?
I don't know. It's like you're going through all the steps, you know, of the journey, you know. So
is it a little bit like an odyssey or something like that?
Une odyssée, Marc. Bravo. Alors ça veut dire que je suis Ulysse.
That's right, you're Ulysses. I don't know what that makes me, but I think we should get on with this travel diary. We're going to be listening to the full text. We will hear Charlotte this time read her text, and then after we've heard it, we'll come back and talk about what she says, looking at interesting words, interesting phrases, and interesting grammar. Ça va?
Super.
Allez, c'est parti.
Salut, journal voyageur. Je suis super contente d'avoir trouvé un si beau carnet dans un magasin de souvenirs avant de partir en vacances avec Théo et Lucas, mes amis de l'université de Genève. Je me présente, moi, c'est Charlotte. Je suis française, mais Théo est belge et Lucas est québécois. On connaît tous les trois bien Paris, mais pas tellement les alentours. On a donc décidé de faire un voyage pendant nos vacances de printemps. On est en train de compléter notre master en histoire générale et on raffole des monuments historiques. Le plan est donc de louer une voiture à partir de Paris et de faire un tour en Normandie et dans la vallée de la Loire, des endroits très riches en histoire. Aujourd'hui, on a donc pris le TGV de Genève à Paris. Après 4 heures de train, on vient de faire une balade sur les bords de la Seine pour prendre l'air. On va manger un beau dans un restaurant sympa et pas cher du tout. Je laisserai Théo choisir car il sait bien dénicher ces endroits. Après, on ira dormir tôt à l'hôtel pour bien commencer le vrai voyage en voiture demain.
Merci beaucoup, Charlotte. Nice to meet Charlotte and her friends Théo and Lucas for our next round of the Travel Diaries.
Exactement, Marc, oui. Trois jeunes personnes qui, ma foi, ont l'air bien sympathiques. Avoir l'air sympathique.
Ouais, they seem nice. Okay, let's go through the text then now. Pierre-Benoît, can you read each sentence as we go through it?
Bien sûr, Marc. Salut, journal voyageur.
Okay, so un journal is of course a diary. Voyageur would be the person who is traveling. In this case, it's the journal, which is traveling. It's a travel diary.
Je suis super contente d'avoir trouvé un si beau carnet dans un magasin de souvenirs avant de partir en vacances avec Théo et Lucas, mes amis de l'université de Genève.
Okay. So, je suis super contente. So, I am really happy. I'm super happy. And super can be added before any adjective in that sense. And it's a separate word.
Yes, and if you think about the word très, okay, you can easily kind of interchange it.
Yeah. So, je suis super contente d'avoir trouvé un si beau carnet. Okay, so I'm very happy to have found. So on est content de quelque chose. In this case, de plus an infinitive. Je suis content d'avoir trouvé. So an infinitive with a past participle, making it a past infinitive. I am really happy to have found. Un si beau carnet, such a beautiful journal, dans un magasin de souvenirs, in a souvenir shop, avant de partir en vacances, before leaving on holiday, on vacation, avec Théo et Lucas, mes amis de l'Université de Genève. With Théo and Lucas, my friends from the University of Geneva.
Très bien, okay. I think it'll be good, Mark, to go back to content as an adjective, because it's followed, well, you need to use de after it. Whereas in English, if you're happy, you say happy with something. And it's not content avec quelque chose, it's content de quelque chose.
Tout à fait. And it can be content de quelque chose, or here, as we've seen, that can be followed by, with a verb. So you could be content de du temps, par exemple.
Ou une personne. Je suis content de toi. Okay. Because whatever you've done, that was very good. Je suis content de toi. Je suis content de vous. Je suis content de.
Très bien. And we've also got avant de partir. So avant de, lovely expression, meaning before doing something. And it's really easy to use because you just put the infinitive after it. Avant de partir.
Mm. So it's really, yeah, c'est plus facile qu'en anglais, en fait.
Tout à fait. Okay, so let's look at the next sentence.
Je me présente. Moi, c'est Charlotte.
Nice and straightforward. We would say in English, allow me to introduce myself or something like that. Je me présente en French. I present myself. Moi, c'est Charlotte.
Je suis française, mais Théo est belge et Lucas est québécois.
So Charlotte explains that she is French. Je suis française, mais Théo est belge. Théo is from Belgium et Lucas est québécois. He is from Quebec.
Très bien. And we need to notice here that all the nationalities actually don't have any capitals here.
Yes, absolutely. Je suis française, Théo est belge, Lucas est québécois. We would put capital letters in English, whereas in French, we don't have them. Okay, let's continue.
On connaît tous les trois bien Paris, mais pas tellement les alentours.
Okay, so on connaît bien Paris. Let's take out tous les trois, first of all. On connaît bien Paris. We know Paris well. And we've added in tous les trois, meaning all the three. All three of us. All three of us know Paris well. Mais pas tellement les alentours. But not so much the surroundings. Okay, les alentours. It's an interesting word. There's another word that we use for something very similar, and that's les environs.
Les environs, très, très bien. Yeah.
And we've got to watch with environs, because we can use environs in different ways. When you're talking about the surroundings, les environs, there's an S on the end. But when we use the word without the S, it can mean around. So environ 20 personnes, around 20 people.
Ouais, très, très bien. Très, très bien. That's a different word. It doesn't take an S.
Yeah. But here we're talking about les alentours, the surroundings, the surrounding area.
Yes, before we move on, Mark, can we go back to tous les trois, the three of us? You know, tous les quatre, tous les cinq, tous les six, that's fine. But there's an expression in French which is tous les deux. And that's an interesting one.
Yeah. We could say in English, the two of us, just the way we say the three of us, the four of us and everything else. But we've got this extra word in English. We've got this word both.
Yeah.
So both of us know Paris well. On connaît tous les deux bien Paris.
Très bien.
In that case, we both know Paris well.
That's it.
Très bien. Okay, let's go on.
On a donc décidé de faire un voyage pendant nos vacances de printemps.
Okay, so on a donc décidé, we've therefore decided, de faire un voyage. To do a trip, to make a trip, or to go a journey or something like that. And notice that it's décidé de faire quelque chose. So it's the preposition that we're using there is de. It's always décidé de faire quelque chose.
Très bien.
Nous avons décidé de partir en vacances. Nous avons décidé de faire nos devoirs maintenant or something like that. And when did they do this? Pendant nos vacances de printemps. During our spring holidays. When would that be, Pierre-Benoît, in France?
Well, that would depend. They're all at university, so you could have different dates. But generally, that would be, obviously, being the spring, printemps being spring, you would think about it would be in April. And it would probably match what we call les vacances de Pâques.
So Easter holidays, again, depending on the university. Okay, let's find out more about what they're doing at university.
On est en train de compléter notre master en histoire générale. Et on raffole des monuments historiques.
Très bien. Okay, so a couple of things in here. First of all, the fact that the word master, I love this word, is one of these English words, but said in a French accent. And you have to have the S in there, so notre master, because we're talking about our masters. Okay, so on est en train de compléter notre master. En histoire générale.
I love that expression, être en train de plus infinitive. When you're in the middle of doing something, in the process of doing something, you know, je suis en train de manger. I am eating just now, you know. C'est a nice expression.
Bon appétit alors.
Merci. Non, je ne mange pas. Je suis en train d'enregistrer avec toi, Marc.
Tout à fait. On est en train donc de compléter notre master. They're in the middle of completing their master's. En histoire générale, in general history. So it's a history master's that they're doing. And then this lovely phrase that comes up next. Et on raffole des monuments historiques. Now, this is brilliant because raffoler is a verb that means, in English, it just means that you're mad about something, you're crazy for something, you can't get enough of something.
Yeah, you love something to bits.
Yes. So we love historical monuments to bits. We can't get enough of historical monuments. Obviously, they're studying this, so it's very important to them, and they've got a huge interest in this. On raffole des monuments historiques. Pierre-Benoît, give us another example of raffoler.
Je raffole des croissants de la boulangerie de mon village.
Excellent, ok. So,
je répète, je raffole des croissants de la boulangerie de mon village.
Ok, so you can't get enough of the croissants in the boulangerie in your village, yeah?
Yes, très bien, my local bakery. Yeah.
That's the one just opposite the church, isn't it?
Yeah, très bien, ouh là, yeah. À côté du café de la poste.
Le café de la poste. Ok, so the interesting thing is here, it's not just raffoler quelque chose, it's raffoler de quelque chose.
Très, très
so you heard Pierre-Benoît saying, oh, je raffole des croissants, and so on. So I could say, je raffole de la musique du groupe suédois ABBA, par exemple.
Très bien, très très bien. Très
I can't
bien.
Get enough of it.
Comment s'appelle le groupe? Est-ce qu'il est assez connu?
Ah oui, un petit peu quand même.
ABBA oui?
ABBA oui.
Elle est facile, la blague.
Ok, so let's continue on before there are any more bad jokes.
Le plan est donc de louer une voiture à partir de Paris et de faire un tour en Normandie et dans la vallée de la Loire, des endroits très riches en histoire.
Ok, donc le plan, est donc de louer une voiture, is therefore to hire a car, to rent a car, à partir de Paris, from Paris, et de faire un tour en Normandie, and to go for a trip in Normandy, et dans la vallée de la Loire, and in the Loire Valley. And then these two places are explained, des endroits très riches en histoire. These are places which are very rich in history. And of course, as we know, I'm sure they're going to be experiencing lots of historical things as they venture through Normandy and the Loire Valley. Let's take a short break. We'll be back in just a moment. We wanted to let you know that we have a full online course linked to the Travel Diaries. We offer a set of lesson notes for each episode, providing explanations and additional examples of the grammatical points featured in the text. You can also practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording using the video version of the text. These additional materials are available in the Travel Diaries online course, and you can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we are following the journey of Charlotte, her friend Theo, and her other friend Luca as they set off on their trip towards Normandy and the Loire Valley. Let's see, therefore, the next part of this travel diary.
Aujourd'hui, on a donc pris le TGV de Genève à Paris.
So today, we therefore took the TGV, the train à grande vitesse. If you followed the first of our travel diaries, you'll be familiar with the TGV. So they took it from Geneva to Paris.
Après 4 heures de train, on vient de faire une balade sur les bords de la Seine pour prendre l'air.
Okay, so having spent 4 hours in the train, they needed to prendre l'air, to get some fresh air. So I think in French, we don't really need to specify that the air is fresh.
Non. Non. As long as you get out, you know, then you're getting some air in. It doesn't need to be fresh.
Yeah. That's a good point. In English, I think we're more likely to talk about the fresh air. So, après 4 heures de train, after 4 hours on the train, on vient de faire une balade. So, we have just done a walk. We've just gone for a wander sur les bords de la Seine, along the banks of the Seine, pour prendre l'air, to get some fresh air.
Another lovely expression there, Mark. On vient de faire, venir de faire quelque chose.
To have just done something. And it's really nice and easy to use. All we need to know is the full conjugation of the verb venir in the present tense in this case. And we use it to have just done something. So you use the present tense of venir to refer to something that you have just done. So it's I got a past sense in English. Let's go through venir in the present tense. Je viens.
With an S.
Yep.
Tu viens.
Also with an S. But il vient has a T.
Très bien. Nous venons.
We come. Vous venez.
Is that ending, yeah? And ils viennent. That's quite a tricky one to say. Il or elle viennent.
So viennent, double N-E-N-T at the end. And of course, il, elle, we're talking about the plural form there. Il, elle, they, masculine or feminine. So venir de faire quelque chose. On vient de faire une balade sur les bords de la Seine pour prendre l'air. Let's continue.
On va manger un bout dans un restaurant sympa et pas cher du tout.
So, un bout is the end of something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Le bout.
Le bout d'une baguette, le bout de la table. So, manger un bout is to have a bite to eat. To have a wee thing to eat, yeah.
On va manger un bout dans un restaurant sympa, so we're going to have something to eat in a nice restaurant, et pas cher du tout, and not at all expensive. They have to tell us where this restaurant is in Paris. I've never come across a restaurant in Paris which is pas cher du tout.
Si, à côté de la cathédrale Notre-Dame, dans le quartier latin, si c'est pour déjeuner, c'est très bon marché, un très bon rapport qualité-prix, parce que le quartier latin, c'est le quartier des étudiants.
Oui. Ça, il se peut bien qu'on trouve un restaurant pas cher dans ce quartier. Il se peut bien aussi qu'on trouve des restaurants très chers dans ce quartier aussi.
Oui, aussi, il y a les deux. Il y a les deux. OK.
And it's actually the location of one of my favorite restaurants in Paris, but it would not be right to mention the name of that restaurant.
Non.
OK, so let's continue on.
Je laisserai Théo choisir, car il sait bien dénicher ses endroits.
Lovely word there, dénicher. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll come back to it in a moment. Je laisserai Théo choisir. I let Théo choose. So nice future tense there. Je laisserai. So laisserai kind of runs together. I will allow Théo to choose because why? Il sait bien dénicher ces endroits. He likes to unearth, or he knows how to unearth these places.
Yeah. That's the idea of that dénicher. Yeah, I can see my dog Bozo when he was younger and used to dénicher things, you know, into the soil and get things out of it. It's really that. Okay, amongst a whole quantity, you just pick the right one, and that's what Théo is good at.
If you think of the word that we use in English, niche, or in American English, niche, that is something that is. Very specific. It's something maybe that's hidden to everyone else because it's your own special niche or your own niche. And what you're doing is un-niching or un-niching that, dénicher. Mm-hmm. You're discovering it. You're digging up something like that. So there we go.
Après, on ira dormir tôt à l'hôtel pour bien commencer le vrai voyage en voiture demain.
Okay, so afterwards, on ira dormir tôt. À l'hôtel. We will go to bed early in the hotel pour bien commencer le vrai voyage in order to start the real journey for real, let's start the journey for real en voiture demain, so by car tomorrow. So it's the car journey that they're going to be starting tomorrow, and they're going to go to bed early so that they can get up and be on time to enjoy the whole journey.
Très, très bien. Two things that I think are quite interesting there in that sentence, Mark. On ira dormir, you know, this future, it's an irregular future from the verb aller, and it's not an easy one. It's the one you just have to learn it by heart and just and keep using it so that you get better at it.
Shall we go through the conjugation of aller in the future?
Alors, tu commences.
J'irai.
Très bien. Et I ending. Tu iras.
Okay, et S at the end, il ira, as we've seen here, on, elle ira, on ira.
Yeah, with an E at the end, okay. And nous irons.
So we will go, nous irons, O-N-S, vous irez.
Yep, with a lovely E-Z sound, nous vous irez, you will go. And then the last one, il or elle with an S, iront, O-N-T. So it sounds the same as iront for nous, for we, but it's not an O-N-S ending, it's an O-N-T ending.
Okay, and you mentioned something else?
Yeah, I think it's quite interesting to get familiar with the word pour, okay? Just forget the bien, okay? Just pour commencer, okay, in order to start. And sometimes in English, we don't feel like we need to put that we need to translate that to start, in order to start. But in French, if it's really something you need to do, you need to have the pour before the infinitive.
Tout à fait. Tout à fait. Okay, let us go back and listen to the whole text again. Hopefully now that we've gone through it, it'll be a little easier to understand and we'll be able to get the whole idea of what the start of their journey is all about.
Salut, journal voyageur. Je suis super contente d'avoir trouvé un si beau carnet dans un magasin de souvenirs avant de partir en vacances avec Théo et Lucas, mes amis de l'Université de Genève. Je me présente, moi, c'est Charlotte. Je suis française, mais Théo est belge et Lucas est québécois. On connaît tous les trois bien Paris, mais pas tellement les alentours. On a donc décidé de faire un voyage pendant nos vacances de printemps. On est en train de compléter notre master en histoire générale et on raffole des monuments historiques. Le plan est donc de louer une voiture à partir de Paris et de faire un tour en Normandie et dans la vallée de la Loire, des endroits très riches en histoire. Aujourd'hui, on a donc pris le TGV de Genève à Paris. Après 4 heures de train, on vient de faire une balade sur les bords de la Seine pour prendre l'air. On va manger un beau dans un restaurant sympa et pas cher du tout. Je laisserai Théo choisir car il sait bien dénicher ces endroits. Après, on ira dormir tôt à l'hôtel pour bien commencer le vrai voyage en voiture demain.
Et voilà donc le premier jour du voyage et le premier jour du journal aussi.
Bah bien sûr, ok. Il ne se passe pas beaucoup de choses, mais au moins on a fait connaissance. On connaît maintenant les trois personnages principaux. Et puis vivement la prochaine journée, la suite.
La suite. Next time we're heading to the city of Rouen, so looking forward to that. And we will see what happens with Charlotte and her friends. In the meantime, don't forget to check out the Coffee Break Academy, where you can access the full course of our travel diaries, where we're publishing a video version of each text to help you practice your pronunciation, and also lesson notes with further explanations and examples. So that is at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Now, as ever, we are posting lots of content on social media. So do check out our Facebook page. Just search for Coffee Break French. And over on Instagram, we're posting photos of all the beautiful locations visited by Charlotte and her friends. And make sure you follow us on Instagram too.
Très bien. Nous serons de retour très bientôt. We'll be back very soon. In the meantime, merci beaucoup et à la prochaine.
Salut!
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.